from Swarthmore College.
From Swarthmore College,
this is
War News Radio. For War News Radio at Swarthmore College, I'm Amber Sheff.
And I'm Leo Elliott.
Iraq has launched the largest military operation against ISIS since last June to recapture the city of Tikrit and the Sunni province of Saladin. On Monday, the Iraqi government and allied Sunni and Shia militias sent a force of 20,000 to Tikrit. Reuters reports that roadside bombs and gunfire killed 16 Iraqi troops. Members of parliament deny accusations that Shia fighters are carrying out mass executions and burnings in areas seized from ISIS. Tikrit is seen as a stepping stone towards recapturing Mosul, the largest city currently under ISIS control.
A Syrian rebel group that has received military aid from the U.S. government has formally dissolved. The U.S.-supported Syrian rebel group Hazm has disbanded after losing a series of battles against the al-Qaeda-linked terrorist organization Jabhat al-Nusra. It says former members will join the Jabhat al-Shamia coalition, which includes Salafists and moderate Islamists alongside groups directly backed by the U.S. Fighters from al-Nusra posted photos on Twitter of what they claim are anti-tank missiles and other U.S. weapons captured from Hazm. The Pentagon is due to begin training and equipping Syrian rebel groups this month in cooperation with Turkey and Jordan. The three-year training program is aimed at fighting ISIS rather than Syrian President Bashar al-Assad.
Nigeria-based extremist group Boko Haram released a video earlier this week that claims to show the public execution of two hostages. The video shows two men claiming to be Nigerian spies, and later shows their decapitated bodies. One of the men claims to be from Baga in the state of Borno, and the other from Michika in the state of Adamawa. The Nigerian army has claimed it recently retook territory in both regions. The use of public beheadings and video editing has raised concerns that the group may be emulating methods used by ISIS. Both groups have praised each other on social media, but the two remain distinct.
Hopes of a lasting ceasefire between Russia and Ukraine continue to fray. A Ukrainian military spokesman reports that at least one soldier was killed and another wounded fighting pro-Russian separatists midweek. In Kiev, Ukraine's parliament passed a bill increasing the size of its armed forces by a third. Russia's defense ministry, meanwhile, says Russian troops have started large-scale military exercises in disputed territories along Russia's borders. Both Ukraine and Russia have been accused of violating last month's peace accord signed in Minsk. This Friday, senior officials from Russia, Ukraine, Germany, and France will continue talks. In the U.S., House Speaker John Boehner and other senior House members are urging President Barack Obama to authorize lethal weapons for Ukraine.
A coal mine explosion in eastern Ukraine has left 33 miners dead and 16 injured. The explosion occurred on Wednesday in the Russian separatist-held city of Donetsk. Although officials say the explosion was most likely caused by methane gas, Ukraine has suggested that Russian-backed separatists worsened the disaster by blocking relief access. The city of Donetsk has seen heavy fighting since the beginning of the conflict, which has continued despite a recent ceasefire agreement.
U.S. and Iranian negotiators say talks this week over Iran's nuclear program ended with progress but no deal. The U.S. and its allies are hoping to increase the breakout time it would take Iran to make a bomb. Iran is bargaining for immediate and permanent relief from economic sanctions crippling its economy. The two sides have until March 24th to set a framework agreement and plan to complete a comprehensive deal by the end of June. In a speech before Congress on Monday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the talks this week would all but guarantee Iran gets nuclear weapons.
For over a year, we've been told that no deal is better than a bad deal. Well, this is a bad deal. It's a very bad deal. We're better off without it.
Speaking at the White House, President Obama said the Prime Minister's speech offered no viable alternatives to the possible terms currently on the table.
Jay Clayton, Amy DiPiero, Joel Hezboutros, Nemat Kaur, Catherine Kwok, and Sabrina Merrill wrote and edited this week's show. It was produced by Amy DiPiero. I'm Amber Sheff.
And I'm Leo Elliott. War News Radio will be off next week. Until then, thanks for listening.